Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity.
I am a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And let's go live. Good evening, Facebook. Community of Faith.
All right.
Hello, hello, Community of Faith. We're so happy to be here with you, always. Hope everybody's day was good.
My day went good.
We had a pretty mellow day here.
I'm busily typing. I'm very busily typing. My day went so well. Busy day in the veranda, but hey. Glory be to God, it was a good one. Blog Talk Radio, welcome. Glad to have you with us tonight.
Welcome, Blog Talk.
We would ask all those in the viewing audience, please silence their electronic devices effectively. We have no unnecessary interruptions.
That's usually us with this device.
That's usually with it. Well,
there's that. And here is this.
There's that, and there's this, and welcome aboard. If you haven't turned your phone off lately, many times we recommend that you do that because that's one of the things that continually helps you have a fresh start and all your apps working like they're supposed to be when you get started in the program. Just some of the wisdom we found as we've been faithfully discharging our duties right here. Well, all right, isn't that something? Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. I've been saying the last couple days, keep your faith with me so that we can find out how to get all this work done before we get the program started, so we don't have this 5, 6, 7, 18, 36 minutes of getting everything going.
That is how it seems sometimes.
And of course, when you ask, you shall receive. Hey,
amen.
The saints are marching in, and the first saint across the line is Rebecca O'Dell.
Rebecca O'Dell.
Well, we'll sing it with you. Oh, when the saints come marching in, when the saints come marching in, yeah, I know I'll be in that number. When the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. When the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number. I thought I went up. When the saints go marching in.
You always sing that so low. I can't sing with you at all, really. But I can do this.
Be careful how you say that. Because singing is a choice. You can either go falsetto or you can go growly. But you can sing.
Hi, Rebecca Smith. How are you?
What are you looking for?
Do we need camera time? Or you still have a donut there?
You want to get up here? Come on.
Four of the six grandbabies. Oh, my goodness sake. Ripley, say hi to the grandbabies. Say hi.
Hey, hi.
Odell,
hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. I like it when I get some camera time.
Yeah. Can you sing God Bless America?
Can you sing God Bless America? God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her. How about saints come marching in? Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. You got one on your nose there, dude. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Rebecca Smith, happy Christmas and Merry New Year.
Can we say hi to the grandbabies?
Hi, Jake and Jack.
Are Jake and Jack two of the ones you have? Who do we have? So we can
four of six. Yeah, we got to say hi to them, so let's make sure we know their names.
I'm all tired out today. We cleaned everything in the house. Wow. That makes a nice, restful evening, though, doesn't it? Now you can just sit back and go, wow, doesn't it look
or nice? Something like that.
It feels so good. Hi,
Richard. Hi, Richard and Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Gail.
How are you? Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Richard and Gail and Jack
and
Jake.
Hi, right. Jack. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Jake.
We love you guys.
Love you. Give Grandma a big hug.
Yeah, kiss Grandma's face.
Kiss her right on her rosy red cheeks.
Yeah.
How do you know Grandma's cheeks are rosy red? Why did you say that?
Just help the songs go.
Today was the official Christmas cleaning again for the year. Well, all right then. I didn't know that there was official Christmas cleaning days that we had to be a part of. Is this a Facebook thing or a YouTube thing?
You know, that really truly is a thing. A lot of people do that. That's the time of year that they clean everything before you decorate for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I thought you just cleaned all year long, no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good, yeah, this is a good time right there. Wow, it just all worked perfect. Did you see that? Well, hallelujah, just like that.
Just like that.
But anyways, we did find out today how to do all that stuff that I've been saying. How in the world are we going to do this? And bam, there it was. Just like that. Thank you, Lord, for always making things happen for us so we can see it and do it.
Amen. So do you actually do any of it?
No, not this time. Because it's rather inclusive. That means it's rather inclusive. That means rather might not be the right word.
Oh my goodness.
So what it is it's inclusive. It's that big word I'm looking for. So that'd be a good word. Yeah, that would be a good word. That would be a good word. That'd be a really good way of saying it. Meaning there's a lot more to it than just simply showing up and clicking. What?
Already met. There we go. Just in case James shows up.
Just in case James shows up.
Remember him.
Happy birthday, James. Yes, I am ready over here.
Remind us to do what we do, putting on your lawn, Sam. It is tons better in the spring and in the holidays time. Yeah.
Oh.
That's when you do the deeper cleaning.
Oh, I just didn't know that. I just thought that we did cleaning every year, no matter what, all year long. I didn't realize we only cleaned deep at Christmas.
Yeah, that's when you pull out the refrigerator and the sofa and vacuum all of those areas.
Well, I don't put bad stuff under the refrigerator, so there's no reason you have to keep pulling it out.
Well, you'd be amazed at the things that as you walk by it, they blow under there.
I actually was just giving you a hard time, really. It's not opposing you.
That's all right. We're pulling out our refrigerator after the show or after the program so you can see.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We just about have given everybody. Oh, man, I got all kinds of people to go yet. Here, I thought I had them all done.
In fact, when Hal was with us, that's where he used to hide many of his things.
But he can't get it underneath there. He can't get underneath there.
Look at, you found that mouse under our dresser that he hid under there and said the same thing. How did he get that under there? But he does.
All right.
It's even easier under the stove in the refrigerator.
This is going to work this time. Isn't that something?
Rebecca Odell, before I forget, we need to pray for Uncle James and Barbara. They got COVID. James is in the hospital and Barbara's at home. It turned into pneumonia for Uncle James every time. What's up with that?
What is up with that?
Father, we pray now for
Uncle James.
And
Amen.
Aunt Barb.
Amen.
We bind this COVID.
Yes.
pull it out of their systems right now and cast it down. And we speak perfect health into every cell of their body, perfect function and strength in every cell of their bodies now in the name of Jesus. COVID, you are powerless. Get out of them and do not return.
And do not return.
Anyone else in Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And anyone that interferes with their healing process.
Yes.
Will be dealt with.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately. Immediately.
With the judgment.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Of the Lord in Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, it's interesting to make that prayer like that. And make that statement of anybody that gets in the way, but it's been too proven too many times. And there's nothing else to say except, Lord, give me wisdom, because if you give me strength, that might not be good.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is the right words. Wow is the right words. Wow is the right words.
I would not go to the hospital right now if they want to go to those stupid old statements. But like, my life did not depend on whether I go to the hospital or not.
What you saw was a tree right there that Sister Leanne stopped immediately and said, let's cut that one down. Yeah. Yep, because I'm typing in the wrong place. Because it's a messed up deal. We're going to talk about this tonight. And this is going to be a good program. You're going to want to be here and be a part. I want us to get started early, so we're going to get going here as soon as I get my last share sent, because I want you to get this point tonight. Wow, I need to send it to those two guys. What's going on here? Talk a little bit more, love, because I'm going to find this guy right here, right now. You ready?
Funny how you talk away and everything is tight until somebody says talk some more, and you go,
Who
would everybody get for dinner?
Isn't that something that I can see Charles Rudolph on my messenger right there? I can see how it's spelled. And when I type it in here, it don't come up.
Well, just put it in there then.
I'm sending him a link. Well, that's another whole process. I don't even know how to do it.
Here, I'll do it. Because I believe. There he is. Sending him a link.
Thank you.
Oh, if they success would happen. That's one I just sent to the kids and my dad. So lovely, face and kissy hugs.
Fish sandwich with fries. Man, I had fresh beets tonight. Woo!
Oh, we love
pulled them right out of the garden today.
And goulash made with quinoa instead of macaroni.
Goulash made with quinoa
healthy instead
of macaroni because it seemeth to be healthy for thee. Oh, there we go.
Okay, Rudy has it.
There's my last share, and now we'll get the program hooked up. We had lasagna with four meats and yummy.
Four meats or four cheeses?
It looks like she said four meats.
I like four cheeses.
I think I would like four meats and four cheeses.
Loaded lasagna.
Loaded lasagna. So thanks for being here and being a part of the program. We're going to a whole new level in God, and we're glad you're going there with us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Love it.
All right, well, let's get started. It's a little early, but you got a lot to get done today. And God's going to do some really good things for us throughout this night. So I want to get started early because I want everybody to be able to have it before they all got to go to sleep. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So if you'll rise together. We'll make our pledge of allegiance. Render your honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who today will stand somewhere in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join with me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home. And now, join us as we make the pledge to the Christian flag. This is something new we've begun, but I really enjoy it because I know there's many people who don't know these words.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. And now, we'll pray for the United States of America and for tonight's program and our session of studying the Word of Almighty God. Pray this with me. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, from the great prayer warriors that lived in Europe and began to speak and pray, give us a nation where God is, whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
And to all of the great patriots from that day to this, from all of the great prayer warriors who today are in the great cloud of witnesses, according to the book of Hebrews, cheering us on in our day, we proclaim as they did. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we proclaim it as loudly and boldly and confidently as they said it on the days that they put it in writing and made it the great Declaration of Independence, so that we would be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Father, on this night, with the blood of every fallen warrior, we declare tonight as their life service that they rendered, declared, may God bless America. God bless America again today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I know that the slogan went around to make America great again. But Jesus, we know that you are what makes America great. And for years, I've made that statement you gave me. Thank you for the Constitution, the brave men and women and their families who have defended it and makes this great nation great in you. Father, we speak right now, as the psalmist said, righteousness exalts the nation. And that's what we speak right now. May all across this nation, right here, right now, tonight, may the people of God and every patriotic event, every sold out patriot of America that says, I'm running for a political position, and tonight they're actually campaigning in some way, may they start with prayer. May they start with the pledge. May they proclaim the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus across our nation. That's what the liberals and the idiots hate. Therefore, that's what we will speak, so that our words are heard in heaven, and their words only are heard here on this earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, with every brave warrior who did his diligence and was trained in boot camp and went to AIT and learned how to be a mighty warrior and then served somewhere in this earth and fell in battle. We bless their families today. You said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And we thank you that you bore our sorrows and you carried our griefs. And you gave us great victory, even when, even in the middle of the losing our loved ones and our young men and women, you still give us victory on the inside. And you bring these families life, and you bring them hope, and you bring them strength. I declare doors of understanding and opportunity open up to the families of the fallen, and they see and they know you and your great provision in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, you're the one that said, everyone who gives up father, mother, sister, brother, houses or lands, for your sake in the gospel, will in this lifetime reap a hundredfold return.
Amen. Yes.
These families of the fallen, whose loved one had their sister, their brother, their husband, their wife, their best friend, who gave their life for our freedoms, on this day and every day, we proclaim these have not died in vain.
Amen.
And this freedom will stand and will last in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. On this night and every night, we stand together in unity. As the psalmist said, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon Aaron's head that flowed down his beard. It's like the dew of Hermon. It's the place of the commanded blessing. And we receive that commanded blessing right here, right now, tonight, in this time of study, this time of prayer. You said, Father, by the Holy Spirit through David, it is a commanded blessing of life evermore. And we thank you for that blessing. And we receive it and we enjoy it as we add our faith, as we add our prayers of love and blessing, as we add our hope and our life and our peace to everyone that's with us. We know, Father, we know you have heard our prayer. We know that we have the petition that we ask of you. We know it. No matter what religious and denomination we grew up in, we know you have heard our prayer. And therefore, we know we have the petition that we ask. And we give you glory. And we give you the honor, and we give you the praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Father, as we pray for our brothers and sisters who will be here with us this evening, men and women from all over the United States and around the world, every nation that will be represented, every one of us from every background that there can be, may we all, as we sit here tonight, represent you as one body and one spirit, just as we are called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all, and in us all. To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Father, I proclaim right now, as you taught us to, Jesus taught us to, that all of the fivefold ministry functions together all across this nation and around the world tonight. May we bring peace on earth in our community and in all that we're doing. May we bring the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it, wherever we go and in all that we do. We bring it to you now in Jesus' mighty name for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus the Christ. That we would... I got that one all wound up. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Pause. Say it. I am a joint. In the body of Christ. And I am bringing a supply to this body right now tonight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. According to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to pray this prayer. Brother Copeland wrote in his beginning of his book, America Stands. It's our founding documents of freedom. And in the back of it, he wrote a prayer for revival in America. We don't have it copied out of a PowerPoint presentation yet, but it'll get there. Father, because you care for your people and you want all mankind to walk in your Zoe life, that's powerful. I ask you for a great awakening to the things of God and mighty revival in this land. Lord, begin revival in me first.
Amen.
I stir myself up. I choose life. I receive the fire of the Holy Spirit, and I choose to renew my mind by immersing myself in your word. I will feed on it until it flows out of my mouth in mountain-moving faith.
Amen.
Holy Spirit of God, we yield to you. You are the living water. And so out of our innermost being, we allow those rivers of living water to flow out of our mouths over this great nation. By faith, we declare great awakening and revival in the United States of America, right now, tonight, and every day. Say it with me. Revival in the White House.
Revival in the White House.
Revival in the judicial branch.
Revival in the judicial
branch. Revival in the legislative branch.
Revival in the legislative
Revival in every governor's office.
Revival in every governor's
office. We speak revival across this land.
Revival
in Jesus' mighty name. We are called by your name. We are members of the body of Christ, the victorious people, the church triumphant. And we call out to you today, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the healing and reviving of our nation. We declare this nation and its government belong to you. Amen. And to us representatives of your kingdom on this earth. We will never yield them over to the devil. We will not yield our ground. You are Lord of this nation. We send forth ministering angels to reap a harvest of revival and awakening in this land that has been dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ from its earliest days. Amen. We proclaim and receive awakening in our home, in our church, in our communities, the marketplace, our places of employment all across the nation. You said in Habakkuk 2:14, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Let this nation be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord from coast to coast, from border to border, in all the halls of government, from local communities, cities, states, to the highest seats in our federal government. Let Washington, D.C. be flooded with your glory.
Amen.
I can hear Jesus saying, I'm here. I'm directing traffic. I'm not going to leave. This is where you want me, and I'm cleaning house.
Amen.
Give our leaders on every level a hunger and thirst after righteousness and a longing for corruption of any kind. Amen.
Amen.
Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers who with all boldness will minister your word to the people of this land. And our government officials, raise up godly men and women who are strong in you and in the power of your might to run for office on every level.
Yes.
Pour out your spirit on all flesh in the United States of America. Show yourself strong with signs, wonders, and miracles. I praise you and bless you for it. We set our faith that a tide of mighty change for God has arisen in this nation. We pray that in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. We believe and we receive it now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray one more prayer that we pray every time we come here. Father, bless every peacemaker,
yes,
wherever they are around the world tonight. Bless every family of the fallen. Thank you for their great care of our nation. May their voices be the loudest. May their healing be the most complete. May the answers come to them in the greatest form. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray this with us. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now,
today.
We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful hand of blessing in this great nation. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we
pray.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Phyllis K. Raymond, welcome.
Hi, Phyllis.
It's good to have you with us tonight. It's good to have you with us tonight.
Yes, it is.
There we go. There we go. And there we go. And we're back to square one. And we prayed all the way around the world and the nation.
Yes, we did.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your faith and thank you for your prayers. Now, we'll give you a little bit of update here from us. Thank you for those of you that sent us Christmas cards and Christmas gifts. We love you. We truly appreciate it, and we receive and accept your statements of love and care for us. We want you to know that we feel the same way and that we love you. And we truly wish we could get to all of you.
Yes,
I've heard many people on television and radio say those statements before. They've said, I sure wish we could just be with you. And the more you do this, the more you realize, I wish we could be with them.
Yeah.
I wish we could spend the day at each of your houses, getting to know your kids and your families. Need a spoon. And getting to know you and who you are. Thank you. And but, you know, it's not happening as of December 16th. We're asking God for it, so it could happen soon. But this is what we know. We love you and we appreciate you. And we truly, truly, truly appreciate you being here with us. And, you know, God's doing a mighty powerful work in all of our lives. And we just got to keep just hang in there, watch him go. And then learn to conquer every bit of land and territory that he's got for you and I to conquer. You don't have to just sit around and watch. Jesus and God doesn't want anybody just sitting around watching. He wants you outdoing it, and he wants you blessing people's lives. Once you have been set free, he wants you to help other people get set free. Once you have been instructed and you've come to an understanding of the Word of God, he wants you to share that wherever you go, because his Word doesn't fail. Anybody that gets after it, and everybody, anybody starts studying it, his Word doesn't fail. And it's a powerful, powerful force that will revolutionize every part of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, you know, Christmas is coming. I've been thinking about what we could do. So we kind of have our own Christmas program. Now, you know, we've got to be creative to do it. So if you got any ideas, you know, put it in a text, in an email, in a message, and send it to me and say, Pastor, what do you think about this? Because now that we're using Zoom, it makes it much more possible for us to be able to add some other people and enjoy your house or your family with you. We wouldn't surprise anybody, but we'd let all you ladies get your makeup and your hair done so you look good. And I just want us to have a good Christmas and to have our own form of a Christmas program. So they may not let us play music from other people, but there's no reason why you can't sing a song you and your family, practice it together, and come on here for the Christmas program and sing it. You might not want to be on Zoom. You could be on Blog Talk Radio, and that would work too. I'm just thinking about a really cool Christmas program. We still have 9 days before Christmas, 8 days actually. And so just let it think. Let it go in your mind and watch God give us a great idea. In the mighty name of Jesus. Phyllis K. Raymond, welcome. Brother Dan Cottle, welcome. Rebecca Odell, Rebecca Smith, we love you guys. And anybody else who's joined with us that we don't see here, we do our best to see every person that joins us, but that does not always happen. And not because we don't want to, but we won't get into all those details either. Now, I want to get started tonight extra early because last night we went a little late. I want to get started early so we can get into the Word of God. It's going to be a good word tonight. And God is continually drawing us to the higher levels of our life. God is continually drawing us to the higher levels that He wants for us in our lives. Aren't you glad that He doesn't just leave us like we was when He found us?
Yeah.
Amen? Now, some people like, well, you know, I don't know that God's really into all this growth and development and that you got to change your life and everything. Yep. And I just got a word for you. He's not only into that, He's into that at exponential levels. He wants you to grow way beyond anything you've ever thought about growing in your own life. So there's the revelation of it. Since that is the case, then you and I might as well say, all right, then, I'm going to grow in you, God, and I'm going to go up to the next level in the things of God. Now, from time to time, if you see papers float up, you know, like that, that's just me flipping the pages so fast, and it's all my, those are all my markers.
And He has many markers. He's the man of many markers.
I am the man of many markers. Why? Because God Almighty has much to say, and every bit of it He marks with a marker. So, Sunday Geyser, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. I want you to turn with me to Philemon. Pastor, is he an Old Testament prophet? No. No, he's a New Testament epistle. Philemon. Kind of like Pokemon, except it's Philemon. Philemon, chapter 1, and let's go to, let's just read the first 7 verses. And our main verse we're going to be looking at is verse number 6, but this will get us started into the Word of God for this evening. God is continually drawing us to the higher levels of our lives. Aren't you glad God is always wanting us to have more?
Amen.
He's the God of the abundant life. So everything about God is abundance. His healing is more than enough. He healed them all and made them completely whole.
Amen.
And when He did, He gave restoration to all of them. Blind Bartimaeus had been blind for 40 years. The man had laid at the gate for 40 years. The woman with the issue of blood was in the same situation for for 12 years. 12 years she had a flow and an issue of blood. I don't know about you, but that's a long, 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 long time. That's a long time. And Jesus not only stopped the wickedness, stopped the sickness and disease, but gave instant life to them. And they were made completely whole. Those that were demon-possessed, set free immediately. Those that were lost and confused, can think about the man at the in the tombs, the Gadarene demoniac. Had a legion of demons on the inside of him. And yet was instantly clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus, learning. Why? Because Jesus doesn't come to save you. He comes to set you free. Can I get an amen? Amen, 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 amen.
God bless you, Phyllis.
We love you too, Phyllis. That means so much when you say that. Here we go. Hold your Bibles up, and we'll make our confession this evening. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am. The Holy Spirit of God is making His Word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the Word of God.
I receive the Word of God.
And plant Him as a seed.
And plant Him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Father, lead us in this time of study tonight of your holy word. Speak to us very boldly so that we hear and know exactly what you're doing in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, I got a thought here. Well, isn't that something, how that works? Wonder why I haven't done that a long time ago. Isn't it amazing how you can find valuable things and it's all of a sudden like, well, why didn't somebody tell me that was there?
It's not hidden from you.
It's hidden Glory be to God. I receive it. Here we go. Are you ready? Philemon chapter 1, and we're going to read 1 through 7. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus, and Timothy, our brother. Timothy. Do you know him, Timothy? To Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer. To the beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldier. And to the church in your house. They were having house church.
Yeah.
All right? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you noticed that God's pretty serious about grace to you and peace? And it's coming from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He thought so much of grace to you and peace that he ended the Bible with it. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen and amen. Everything about our life, God is moving us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and from grace to grace. That's his way. It's what he does. Verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of you it always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. Say it, love and faith,
love and faith.
To all the saints.
All the saints.
Just point across the internet at somebody and tell them, love and peace to you.
Love and peace to you. Love and peace to you, Sunday.
Love and peace to you.
Love and peace to you, Dan.
Verse 6, that the sharing of your faith. Now watch this. Watch this. This is powerful. That the sharing of your faith may become effective. How many of you want your faith to be effective when you're trying
Amen.
To share?
Amen. Yes, I do.
Amen. And you know what? I not only want to share my faith, I want people to be able to receive me sharing my faith. You know, has anybody seen those angry faces that keep showing up as you guys are putting up them emojis?
Oh, they do every once in a while.
Yeah?
It's like sometimes you'll hit the heart and they'll run the whole gamut of everything before they actually get to this heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I keep talking about grace and the angry face goes up. Aren't you glad I don't live for emojis in my life? Amen.
I'm kind of lost without mine.
Verse 6. That the sharing of your faith may become effective. I like this.
Yeah.
By the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Your fact. You said.
I'm not sure
what that word was. The effective sharing of your faith. Watch. It'll become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You remember how we've been talking this week about cutting the trees down? I mean, I got an electric chainsaw that we use just to cut little branches. And then I got an arbor saw. You can hold that baby one-handed up in the tree. And I got the big husky that'll cut down a sequoia. Why? Because it doesn't matter what kind of tree you got. I want to help you get it cut down. Right? Yeah. So is the Holy Spirit. But I want you to see this and put this verse in reference point with this teaching we've been having all week long. This teaching is by the Holy Spirit of God. He has been illuminating our hearts and mind this week that these trees usually are religious indoctrinations. We were having a conversation with Sister Francetta after we got off the program at noon. And Sister Francetta grew up in a Catholic background. Man, there's a lot of religious indoctrination that goes in there. Just amazing. And yet, God will reach the Catholics. Any Catholic that believes he must be born again, they will be born again. Any Methodist, Baptist, anybody. Anyone who believes you must be born again, and they pray that prayer, they will be born again. But see, what our challenge is that we don't let that religious indoctrination become the faith that we're sharing. See what Paul said to Philemon? That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing, not every persecution and tribulation.
Right.
Well, when you're acknowledging all the good things that are in you by Christ Jesus, that is life and life more abundant. That's not steal, kill, or destroy. That's not sickness and disease and trials and tests that barely make it out of it. Oh, don't you know, it's so bad this week. You can hear it. It's almost melodically demonic. It almost has its own melody.
Yeah, you're right.
And Philemon is saying that the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ is going to cause you to effectively share your faith. Think about the last time you was trying to share your faith and you wanted to say something to somebody, but what was it that stopped you from doing it? Yeah, but if I say this, I might offend them. Well, wait a minute. When it comes to enjoying the beautiful things of Jesus, that ain't going to offend nobody. And if you're talking to a sinner and they're offended by you talking to them, what have you done except shared the gospel and keep moving? Well, but Pastor, I really want them to get saved. Well, it doesn't matter who you want to get saved. They have to open their heart or they just ain't going to happen. And the closer they are to you in a family process, usually the more difficult they are to win because they know you. Just say what you're going to say and keep moving. And most of all, show them the good things that come from Christ, his righteousness, his holiness, his blood, his forgiveness of sin and never imputing it against you, his prayers that tell you that you get to be one with him and the Father. Oh, my. See, all of a sudden, we're no longer saying, well, I got born again. Don't you want to be like me? People look at you like, well, I don't know whether I want to be like you. You might be sounding a little weird right now. No, because this ain't about just born again. This is about you just entered into the perfect relationship with the Father who sent you to this earth to be born in your mama's womb. Can I get a glory or something from anybody? Look at this verse again. Hey, Sally Rice is with us. Sally Rice, amen to you and hallelujah and glory be to God. And glory be to God. You ready? Verse 6, one more time. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You should rehearse them regularly. You should let that rehearsal of those things make your heart warm, excited, happy, filled with joy, and bring great peace and deliverance to you. Verse 7, for we have great joy and consolation in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you. When you talk, are people refreshed or are they glad to finally get away from you? Yeah. I won't look at anybody when I say it. When you talk about Jesus, are people glad to hear about him or are they looking for a way to get away from you? I'm just letting it get in and soak in there a little bit. Sometimes you got to let it ooze down inside, and, you know, kind of filter all the way down in and say, Lord, help me that what comes out of my word, my mouth, are words of grace. And all of the goodness of God I have in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Guys, think about it. The very fact that you are made a new creation and old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new. That very fact, that truth in itself should cause you to be so overwhelmed with joy every day That in itself ought to make you just about get up and dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you used to be, Jesus made you a new creation in 1 second.
Hallelujah.
Some of you may have knelt at an altar and said, Jesus, forgive me. You may have cried and repented of your sins. And if you just the sins that you repented of, they were the last 15 or 20 that you did. Because who could ever remember all the sins you ever committed? You couldn't. So when it comes to Jesus and sharing your testimony, it ain't about how bad you used to be. It isn't about how deep you were in degradation. It's about how good and awesome his grace and mercy and love is.
Yes.
And that is what makes you effective in sharing the gospel. Isn't that something? Now, have you ever noticed in your Christian life that the more you know about God, the more he wants you to speak up for him?
And the more you want to.
And the more you want to. Now watch this. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1. And we're going to go down to verse 16. And we're going to read 16 through 25. This is the story of Joseph. People don't really focus on Joseph much. But I got a word for you about Joseph. He was the stepfather of Jesus, to put it in modern day terminology.
Yeah. What a scary position to be in. In the trust.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. And you thought you had an assignment in God. So here we go, Matthew chapter 1, verse number 16. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. All right, yeah, I'll take some hot water though. Thank you. Verse 17, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. All the generations from David to the captivity in Babylon, 14 generations. From the captivity of Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. So from Abraham to Jesus is, what did we figure it up? 14 times 3, 42 generations. And God promised Abraham the promise of his children to 1,000 generations. And there's 42 from Abraham to Jesus. We got a whole lot of blessing wrapped up yet, don't we? A whole lot of blessing wrapped up yet. You might say, Pastor, when we get to heaven, we're not going to have any more children. And how can we get to 1,000 generations? Well, guess what? Jesus is coming back. He's going to live on this earth for 1,000 more years after you and I. He's going to be here reigning in peace after we've gone to heaven. There's a little bit about our Christian life and the eternities that we don't know yet. Let's keep reading. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Well, Joseph, her husband, being a just man, And not wanting to make her a public example, which is what would have happened to someone who was pregnant out of wedlock, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Talk about an assignment in God. How'd you like to have that assignment? Ready? That the sharing of your faith may be more effective, watch this, by remembering and proclaiming all the good things that are in Christ. All right. Well, it's, he's in the womb. Watch. I'm in verse 20, halfway through. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. The angel had to say to Joseph, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Why? Because the angel showed up. And the angel just said to Joseph, your wife is pregnant. And you're a just man. And she's a favorable young lady. And do not be afraid. I mean, know that in this day's tradition, that was a serious thing, especially with people who were trying to walk with God and trying to live above sin. I mean, people were desperately trying that all through history. So it's not like Joseph and Mary were like, you know, wicked little sinner kids, and then all of a sudden an angel showed up. So they're like, oh, I guess I better do right. No, these were people that had given their life to being right. 21. She will have a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Now watch. Say it with me. God is with us.
God is with us.
But we learned last night, God is in us, and God wants to be one with you and me, and wants us one with him. Now, I want you to see something. Look at 22. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. The Lord was speaking through the prophet that he was going to come. Do you see that?
Yes.
The Lord is speaking through the prophet saying, hey, there will be a virgin and I will be there. Isn't that powerful?
No, can you imagine? Wow.
Now, I'm sure he didn't see it then, you know, prophet didn't. Let's look at this. Wow. Wow. Hold your place there in Matthew chapter 1 and go with me to Genesis chapter 1. Ha. Now, Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 and 15 are the first prophecies about Jesus. So it says, so the Lord God, Jesus was the creator of all of the earth. All right? So Jesus, who is the Lord God, said, because you have done this, I'm the creator and you're cursed. Plucked the legs off that serpent and he crawled on his belly in the dust. Verse 15, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. That's me. He's standing there looking at the devil saying, I'm going to put enmity between her seed and your seed. Her seed is me. The woman's seed was Jesus. He, which is me, shall bruise your head, and you'll bruise the heel. Jesus is straight up prophesying to the devil, I'm coming to crush your head. How big of an assignment is God giving you? Well, Pastor, I don't even know. I know. We need Brother Roger. Where are you? I need and I love the word. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
Did they? I'm going to put an I love the word in. I love the word of God. I love this because when you start thinking about how all of this is so intricately woven, and then you realize that God Almighty wants to live on the inside of you and me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Do what I'm telling you to do.
Back us, God, and I love the word of our Lord.
Amen. There we go. Let's keep reading. Behold, the virgin shall, this is 20, I'm in Matthew 1, 23. Amen. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary, took to him his wife, and did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. The father had to proclaim the name of the son, so Joseph had to be the one to say his name will be Jesus. So here's Joseph walking in his assignment, a huge assignment, a huge assignment. When Jesus was 12 years old and they had to go back and find him in the temple, they had to look at the Christ and say, what are you doing, son? And yet, what did Jesus answer? You didn't think I'd be about my father's business? And what's the dad going to say now? Lord?
You are grounded. Thou art grounded.
Jesus?
cannot lose you.
You can't mess up my assignment, son. I have an assignment here. And some people make Jesus, you know, rebellious at that point, but he wasn't rebellious because it says that he went with them back to their home and submitted to them. And he grew in wisdom and knowledge and in stature and in the word of the Lord. And here's the thing. You don't see anything out of Jesus for 18 years after that. There's nothing else in the Bible about Jesus after that point. Until John the Baptist shows up. And then Jesus is going to be baptized. And then, you know, he's going to go out into the wilderness and be tempted and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit on him. Here's the thing. You and I have assignments every day. As we've been talking throughout this last week, in the last couple of days, we very, very specifically have nailed it down so that everybody can see it, that God wants you to be one with him, and God also wants you to be filled with him, but he also wants to use you every single day. I really wanted the whole family here tonight to hear this next part, but I got to talk about this next part, whether all y'all's here or not, because we got to get this out and we got to keep moving on this situation, all right? Now, I want you to go with me now to, hold on. Let's go to Hebrews 12:28. And from this point, we're going to be kind of bouncing around the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 12. Somebody shout, I love the word. Always remember this. The more in tune all of us are to the word that's being preached, the more the revelation of God Almighty shows up. All right? And we declare right now over every one of you who are our family and friends, wherever you are tonight, and whatever had happened, we call you blessed in Jesus' name. And we speak the will of God and the blessing of God into your lives and families. Here we go. Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, that's a powerful verse right there. Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Now, the part I want us to deal with in this verse is we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Jesus said at one point, I'm going to receive a kingdom. And he bestowed, the Father bestowed that kingdom upon you and me. We are a part of this kingdom now. We are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. When you are born again, you are made an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, right? Yes. Say it. That's kingdom talk. Yes. Kingdom. Right? A kingdom has a king. A king has a domain. And those who are a part of the kingdom are the sons and daughters of the kingdom, right? You and I are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, and we have received the kingdom, and that kingdom cannot be shaken. Wait. The whole world can shake. And I don't know whether or not you've checked lately, but this world is shaking.
It is shaken.
This world is shaken. Like literally, it is shaken. You know,
shaking and groaning, and
I haven't looked at it lately, but I just real quick clicked on it. The number of earthquakes today that registered over 2.5 on the Richter scale is 44 at this point.
Wow.
44 that are over 2.5. Now, most often anymore, you don't even hear about them. Here's a 4.6 in Somalia or Samoa. Here's a 5.2 in Panama. Here's a 5.0 in the Kermadec Islands, a 4.5 in Japan, a 4.7 in Chile, a 6.0 in South Sandwich Islands. See, here's the thing. This earth is being shaken. And you and I have got to realize that God's doing a pretty big work on this earth. And to tell us that we are a part of a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and then to tell us that the effective sharing of the gospel inside of us is going to come because we acknowledge the beauty of Christ on the inside of us. We got to realize that what makes us the powerhouse we are is the life and life more abundantly that's on the inside of us. And it don't matter how much shaking and violence and everything else goes on around this world, around us, the whole earth is looking for you and I to have dominion over this earth. Yeah. Our kingdom cannot be shaken. Now, you might say, Pastor, you get down here and say this, I get all fired up, and I go out of my house and try to say something, get all flustered. Well, here's what's going on. Somebody gave you a tree and they planted it in you religiously about that situation. What I'm going to bring to you every single night that we're here is something about God by the Holy Spirit that will illuminate your heart and mind and say, wait a minute, no, I ain't doing all that other stuff. I am focused on who God Almighty is in my life. Can I get an amen from you tonight? Our challenge is, once the camera goes off and all y'all disappear, our challenge is still to believe what we believe right now while we're here and still say amen as loud when we're not on this camera as when we are. Because you and I have got to take the faith we have here and go out there and change our world. Now, let's keep reading. Where am I at? 2 Thessalonians is where we're going. 2 Thessalonians, watch this. Chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 5, 6, and 7. Nah, 5-8. 2 Thessalonians 2, 5-8. Do you remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining. I love this verse, don't you? What is restraining? You and me, the kingdom that cannot be shaken. Everybody and everything around us can be shaken. But if you and I are walking in the body, in the body, woo! Let's take a drink of tea for a minute here. Slow down a little bit. If you and I are walking in our authority, in the body of Christ, in Jesus' blood and righteousness, and who He is, it don't matter what shaking goes on around us. We are supposed to be unhindered, untouched by any outside force from any place and any force of any devil.
Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen, hallelujah, out of anybody? Somebody shout, I love the word. I'm putting one in right now myself. Go on. You and I are the restraining force. But if the restrainers are silent, what are we restraining? If the restrainers are silent, we're not speaking words.
Yeah.
What are we restraining? I think it's so interesting that President Donald J. Trump, while he was still running for office, somehow got a revelation of the fact that the body of Christ was the most powerful political force there ever could be on the face of the earth. And he told a gathering of evangelicals that if you guys could ever get your act together, nobody would ever be able to do anything to you. Now, I kind of paraphrased those words just lightly. Figure out what that is and then tell me, okay?
It's so
all right, what did they say? Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we speak over Sophie.
Yes.
We speak it works now, and she's home now. And her little body is filled with health. And Mama and all the other brothers and sisters help Sophie drink lots of water and juice and not eat too much cheese. Ready? Now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. The Antichrist. You and I are restraining him. You know why? Because it don't matter what they do around this earth. They cannot shake us. We are in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Why? Because Jesus is the head. He's in heaven. You and I are the body. We're on earth. But we're already seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And his love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Woo! Why? Because when it's all being judged and shaken down to the bottom line, not be shaken, and we, as he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
Oh, Sophia is the only child. All right. Thank you, Sunday. I will correct my words I just said. Life and health to Sophia in the mighty name of Jesus. Life and health of Sophia and understanding to Mom and Dad and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ being with them all in Jesus' mighty name. Let's keep reading. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, that's capital, that's Jesus, that's you and I, the body of Christ, because Jesus is the he, and we're the body, so we're the restraining force on this earth. Only he who now restrains will do so until he, us, is taken away. When Jesus comes back for his body, we're out of here. And when we're out of here, then that Antichrist and all of his force can start working on this earth. But guys, he can't go to work on this earth until you and I are removed. He can't do it. That's why people that say, well, you know, get ready. You're going to have to take the mark of the beast. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Because he is restrained until we're taken away. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I know the chip that they're wanting to put in the back of your hand and all this stuff. I know all that looks like the mark of the beast. I know the vaccine sounds like if you can't do this, then you can't buy or sell or anything else. I know that that's what it all sounds like. But preachers and people that have received the shot, so the shot's not the mark of the beast. But it is creating a road for the mark of the beast to travel on.
Yeah.
And so you and I just keep saying no, and we keep saying we're healed in Jesus' mighty name. We don't need your stupid shots. no matter what. Number seven. Number eight, I'm in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, for our dear friend Roger Oxy. Brother Roger Oxy, we love you. You used to come at 10 o'clock, and now you come at noon. And it's just not the same without your I love the word.
I think he's with grandkids.
Bless you, brother. Bless you, man. We're glad you're with your grandkids and that when you got finished, you stopped by here to hang out with us. We love you, brother. You are as much a part of us as anything else here in this wonderful community of faith. Thank you. I love you. Ready? Verse 8. Look at what it says now. The lawless one will be revealed. When? Then. Not now. When we're gone, then the lawless none. Lawless none.
Lawless one. Then the lawless one.
Shomanda
Krika Musada.
Amen. Look at what it says.
Yeah.
Whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. I'm going to tell you, you and I have a place right now on this earth in this day to speak and prophesy and proclaim the word of God like we've never done before. But it's not about rules. It's not about regulation. It's not about condemnation. It's not about any of that. It's about you and I sharing the goodness and the blessing of Jesus with anybody that we come in contact with.
Amen.
The lawless one will be revealed and we'll be in heaven going, woo, that's bad down there. I encourage you, find a way to very, very lovingly and peacefully and inclusively share the gospel on your social media pages with all of your family and friends. Don't make it hellfire and brimstone. Make it the goodness of God that you share it so that your loved ones will say, wait, I want what those guys have. But if you come saying you're going to hell, they don't want that. They already know they're going to hell. They need someone to say there's life and life more abundant. Ready? I used to say this all the time in the church in West Branch. Put your long, bony finger of condemnation away. Holster that thing. Strap it down. And don't ever pull it out again because Amen. Condemnation doesn't do a thing for anybody.
Woo!
Glory be to God. Everybody just pause for a moment and give Brother Roger a big I love the word to get him fired up tonight. I love the word, Roger.
We were missing you so much.
I love the word, Roger. There you go. I put mine in, Roger, just for you, man. Love you. And it didn't turn out right. I don't like that. I like my I love the words to turn out right.
I think so. I'm going to have to edit that one.
Don't you want them to turn out right?
Yeah.
I like my I love the words.
About three of mine trying to get them to come out right. Oh, that's a good one. That's better. It's just getting
better. I'm teaching and preaching. You guys do the I love the words, all right? There, I got it copied. Now I got it.
Oh, I was going to say, we need
to do it again. Here we go. Now, so I want you to see everything that we're saying so far tonight. Because this week has been a very inspiring week for all of us. Mm-hmm. We saw the Pharisees and scribes being rebuked by Jesus saying, you guys are choosing your traditions over the word and the knowledge of Almighty God. You got trees that are growing. Matter of fact, you're a tree that's growing. And Jesus, God Almighty, is going to pluck you up by your roots and cast you out because you are not perceiving the fact that you're living by your religious indoctrination, not by the things and the word of Almighty God. And he literally said, you are going to be cast out. He literally said their religious training would keep them from being able to receive the word of God and be set free. Because he said, you plug your ears and close your eyes. And then you don't let anybody else around you get it. Well, the only way you and I are going to be able to help anybody around us is we've got to be giving them the word of God and not our religious indoctrination. Which is why we use that verse in Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in Christ Jesus. Because now you're not pointing the finger saying, well, you're doing this wrong. You better get right with God. No, stop it. A pastor will do that from the pulpit as God instructs him. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, it is your duty to show people the place and where they are going wrong as a shepherd. But you and I helping one another in the faith, we are supposed to be encouraging one another, exhorting one another, strengthening one another, so much the more as we see the day approaching. When you and I come together like this, our whole heart, soul, mind, and spirit is determined to walk with God. I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't a bunch of correction and discipline that's got to happen. God just shows us we'll do that. Yes, sir. Doing that right now. Let's get this tree out. All right, I'm getting that tree out of there. Now, this is a very specific point tonight. And I just want you to see this. Oh, I want you to see this so much. Because you and I are living this word right now with this whole already crushed COVID process.
Yeah.
Now, go with me to Acts chapter 4, verse 28. No, let's not go there first. Yeah, that's the one. Acts 4. Yep. Acts 4, 28 and 29. Now, in the next few minutes, I'm going to pack a lot in. So get your coffee cup full, get your pen and paper out, and let's take a big old giant step in the things of God. Can I get an amen from you?
Amen.
All right. Now, Peter and John have just healed the man at the temple, the lame man who had been laying there for many, 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 many years. All right. And he went leaping, jumping, dancing through the temple. And everybody got to see it. And they're all like, "Woo! Did you see that lame man got up and is made whole?" So they grabbed Peter and John, threw them in jail, and said, "Stop preaching in that name." But when they threw him in jail, the whole city rose up against him. You know why these wicked men are throwing God in jail today in America? Because the whole city's not rising up against them. Because if the whole city showed up at the jail and said, "Oh, you're letting that man out of jail, and we're getting ready to throw you in the jail," they were afraid of these men. Now watch. "Now, Lord," verse 29, "look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word." Verse 30, "by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." Those men said, "We are stretching forth your hand, Lord, for healing to happen." Ready? Say it. This hand,
this
is the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
And I reach it out. I mean, it's right there in black and white on verses 30 and 31, or 29 and 30. It's right there in front of your eyes. Say it with me. I have the hands of God. And I'm supposed to reach out and heal people. That signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy son, Jesus. See, guys, you and I are supposed to be doing these things every single day. Let's go back here. To Acts chapter 3, and this is 11 through 16. Watch these. Same miracle. This is the beginning of it. Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 16. Acts chapter 3, 11 to 16. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk?" Peter looked right at him and said, "Wait a minute, we're not doing this. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his son Jesus, and you delivered him up to Pilate. And 14, you denied the Holy One, the Just One. 15, you killed the Prince of Life."
Wow.
He's preaching at him. Right? Verse 16. "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him, Jesus, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Now, I want you to catch something. Huh?
It's hard to stop reading.
You're going to keep going, and he's going to preach a completely different message than what God's given me tonight. You and I got to see this. We have been functioning in every one of these verses that we've done so far. Three people so far have given me testimonies of how when they had COVID and they were in the hospital and they were on a respirator, that they left their bodies. Now, these are three people you and I have been praying for. And their body was shutting down, their bodies were shutting down, and they left their body. And when they did, they could look back and see their body, but they want to be with their family. They don't want to leave their family alone. And so they're trying to get back to their body. I want you to pay attention to this. And here's you and I on this side of the camera and that side saying, "In the name of Jesus, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, you will live and you will not die. And this COVID virus is broken, and life more abundantly comes to you now. In Jesus' mighty name." And they live. Well, guys, when we get these testimonies of people who leave their body and they can see themselves laying on that bed and they hear a voice from heaven saying, no, you're going to stay. You're not, your work's not done. That lets us know something. You and I have a mission on this earth, and that is to use our faith like Peter and John did with this man, but we're using it on people that's laying in a bed that we can't lay hands on. That's why it's so important for you and I to be very focused in all of our prayers and say, you will live and you will not die, and life more abundantly comes to you now. Say this with me. Ben Jackson.
Ben Jackson.
And Dennis Johnson.
Dennis Johnson.
And all of the other people.
And all of the other people.
Who we have prayed for. That had COVID. We declare life to your lungs.
We declare life to your lungs.
Life to your lungs. We rebuke what the doctor says. And we say, you will live and you will not die. We declare your lungs are pink and plump. What'd you say?
Supple.
Pink and supple.
Healthy.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Healthy.
Fluid, breathing, filled with life, like a baby's lungs. Your lungs will be restored. And we reach up into the realm of heaven right now, and we bring them to this earth and speak life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
Into your bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, Sister Phyllis. Amen and amen and amen and amen. I am the hands of God. I'm supposed to reach out and heal his children every day because he's filled me with his Holy Spirit through the awesome sacrifice of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, the Messiah. Amen. Somebody ought to shout, I love the Lord. Now, I remember back when we were praying for Donnie Jr. He died right on the table. But you and I were awake praying that night. What? I don't know all of his story yet. We've heard some of it. But this we know, he stopped breathing for 15 minutes. And when he came back to, the doctor said, you're going to make a liar out of me, aren't you? No, I'm going to make a practicing physician out of you. What you practiced didn't work, but I'm still alive. So don't ever use what you have been doing again on another person. See, guys, you and I have such an important place. That's why I tell you all the time on the noon prayer, raise your hand to your hospital and proclaim that every person who is in that hospital with any form of virus or sickness, I command life and health in all your organs.
Amen.
Say it with me. My lungs are healthy. My organs all function properly. According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
And according to the name of Jesus.
According to the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. That's why you and I have to, we have to give ourselves every single day to understanding this word and how to share it more effectively. Because God wants to do a mighty work through us. But he has to have people who will look at it and say, not only am I anointed, I am appointed by God to go get this done. And then let him open up the doors and then you get through those doors. Even if it's nothing more than you just simply pray for somebody on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, somewhere you are, and speak the healing power of God flowing in their life. Now, I just want to let you know this. There's sometimes that we've prayed and that thing breaks just like that. There's other times that we've prayed and it ain't breaking. And those are the times I believe there's wickedness afoot. And there's wicked people afoot. And they're doing and saying things that shouldn't be done or said. And that's when you and I have the ability to grab a hold of the situation and say, you will live and you will not die in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. If you've had COVID, just lay your hands on yourself and say, every organ in my body will function properly. And there will be no ill effect of that virus or any other on me in my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Acts 10:38. This is the story of Peter when he went and saw all the people and the Gentiles, and the Holy Spirit fell on him. And we're going to read, did I say 10:38? Mm-hmm. All right. I want to read 10:34 through 38, but I'm only going to pick a couple of those verses, but those are where I'm at, okay? Thank you. The heaven experience is an experience that I'm not explaining. Only people that have this experience can express the experience. It's an experience that gives you a feeling. And I'm not explaining it real good. That you won't soon forget. For time here, earthly time, is not heavenly time. Amen, Roger. You're right. You didn't explain it very good, but that's a difficult thing to explain.
Yeah.
Like you said, how do you say, I left my body and I was floating. I was hovering. I was, well, yeah, that's what I was doing. The more of these stories I hear, the more I see the importance of the agreement of the church. Because without our prayers of agreement rebuking that sickness when they're in that point of weakness, how are they going to make it? When every doctor and nurse around you is saying, you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it. It's almost as if they don't want you to make it. So do everything in your power when you hear anybody that's come down with COVID and is beginning to have a problem. When you hear their name, you bring it to us immediately so we can begin to speak against it. It's like Becca tonight telling us about her Uncle Jim, and actually in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm. He is, but her aunt is at home.
Well, we declare right now, no matter what that respirator tries to do, your lungs heal now and you're off that respirator, and we command it to be done now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody say it, in Jesus' mighty name. You and I got to take this thing, as soon as you hear the word respirator, we got to take that as one of the greatest battle calls there is.
Hospital
respirator. Wow. You and I got to go after this thing seriously and get them out of there, because the statistics of those on the respirator are in a hospital are horrendous.
Yeah.
And I declare all the wickedness that's going on in them hospitals absolutely exposed,
yep,
brought to justice immediately, and righteous men and women of God are now the ones that are lifted up to the position of leadership in a hospital. And that hospital will no longer bow to the government. And every one of you government people trying to make it, may you receive the penalty of every death you have caused.
Amen.
Because you caused it on purpose.
Yes.
And may you repent of the sin now before you die and go to hell. This is serious. You're killing people on purpose, and you know it. Now stop it. And I put that word out now all across this land. Repent of your sins and flee, because we the righteous are on your case in Jesus' mighty name. Oh my. Did I read my verse yet?
No.
I was just prophesying. Acts 10:34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in the truth I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. In every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. In every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Well, of course so, because you have accepted his righteousness and now you're functioning in it. So how can you not be a brother if you've accepted Jesus' righteousness and have been born again? Verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Say this with me. God is not only with me, but he's in me. You and I can see by our experiences right here in the community of faith that our prayers was of the absolute importance to these people that have COVID. They would already be in heaven. Many of them would already be in heaven had the prayers of the church not happened. And you know what? You can't pray when that situation comes. You can't say, oh Lord, if it be your will, because the enemy will jump on if and do his best to destroy. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth. And God's will is that every mother and father lives a long, healthy life.
Amen.
On this earth with their family, and does not leave their children or grandchildren to grow up all by themselves. I have a friend, and I bless you, brother, today with the healing and strength of Almighty God. He shared with me the day that they put his dad on the respirator a year ago today. He shared with me a year ago. And of course, I'm in Tennessee a year ago, helping my mom make it. And we prayed together. And I prayed for that man, but I just didn't feel like I had any power in that situation. And I brought it to the community of faith, and we prayed. But there was so much happening right then that it was a challenge for us to all grab together and be so sold out in faith, pushing that thing. And within the matter of one day, the man passed. And today he posted on his Facebook how much he missed his dad. Now, guys, that man didn't have to go to heaven.
Yes.
He did. He went to heaven. But that's where you and I are. We have received a kingdom which cannot be shaken. It doesn't matter what they do. Our kingdom cannot be shaken. And you and I must be very bold and very strong and very determined. Whenever we hear of anyone that needs a prayer, we immediately go after that thing. We bind the destruction and we loose life immediately. It's like all these storms that have just gone all over the United States of America. Is it the end times? Yes. Do we have to accept them? No. Did God prophesy it? Yes. But he didn't prophesy destruction. He prophesied that fear would have such a grip on the earth that humans would submit to it. And when the atmosphere is filled with fear, then the devil can run rampant, whatever he wants to do. You know how many tithers was in the wake of that storm in Kentucky? For a 200-mile stretch? Probably hundreds, maybe thousands. Why was destruction everywhere? Because if you, being a tither, walk out of your house and say, well, whatever it be, if it be your will, may my house make it. And if it's not, oh, well, it'll be gone. The enemy is going to jump on your oh, well, because that's a tree, and your house is probably going to be gone. And you're a tither that God says he rebukes the devourer for your sake. Wow, Pastor, you're preaching now, aren't you? Well, that's why I said I wanted to have everybody here tonight with me so you all could hear this, because I want you to see the truth of this. We are very bold in who we are here. But as soon as you start being a tither and you're worshiping the Lord with your tithe, he said, I will rebuke the devourer. Why are these storms running so rampant? Because all the humans that are on the ground have now been filled with fear, and they're not rebuking that storm like Jesus taught the disciples to do. Jesus looked at the disciples when they woke him up and said, why didn't you calm the storm? Why didn't you do it? You know, they all looked at Peter like, yeah, Peter, why didn't you do it? Peter's like, why didn't you do it, John? But see, you and I can't abdicate our responsibility to be in dominion of this earth. Now, whether or not you think I ought to be saying it or not, I'm speaking what I'm speaking over the Bakken, over North Dakota here, because there's a drought. I rebuke you, drought. I am in this state. No more drought exists here.
Drought is over.
But you know what happens? If every believer, every Christian who goes to church walks around in the church saying, it's a drought, it's very bad, it's getting worse, it's going to be bad, this is going to be the worst drought there ever was. Well, does the enemy have any power that he gets to work in?
All of those words.
And listen, and they're the believers. They're the ones that brought their tithe check to church. So this is what I'm going to say again. No matter where you are, no matter what's going on, if you see wicked weather coming your way or anywhere in our nation, it is important that you and I start getting this thing under control and we start speaking the word of God.
Amen.
Because see, everything that can be shaken is being shaken right now. Like I just said, well, how many earthquakes was it? 44?
Yeah.
44 earthquakes today. This earth is shaking. This earth is quaking. And it's not from the Quakers or Quaker State Oil. You and I have to take our rightful place as those who have received a kingdom, and it cannot be shaken, and we're going to share the good news, and we're going to speak life and life more abundantly every single day of our lives.
Amen. And that's why it's important, just as you're driving around or walking any place, just keep seeking life, 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 to counteract all of the negative words that have been said.
Yep. If you want to watch the news, turn it on and mute it. And then just point your finger at him and say, I rebuke those words. I cast those words down. I declare life and life more abundantly. I declare all of their mouths are silenced. Why do you think that's in that confession that God gave us? He wants the mouths of these people silenced so his word can spread all across this nation. That's why we tell you, come and receive communion with us every single session. Why? Because you're speaking the blood. You're speaking the body. We declared no virus has any ability to control you or your family. You and I got to get it set up early or stop speaking it so that it can come to pass in all of our family's life. See, if you're just saying those words and have never thought about the fact that I'm saying, by the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over pass over me and cannot be on me or my family, that is a very direct proclamation I am making so that me, Sam Cottle, and all of my family, which you guys are included in our spiritual family, that it will not come on you or your family. But if you're sitting at home saying, well, I always get sick in December. Every time the flu bug comes around, I catch it. I sure hope I don't get, you know, COVID this time, but I probably will. You're nullifying the words that I'm saying by a tree that somebody taught you to say. Woo! Preaching pretty good right now. I have received a kingdom from Jesus, and so have you. I am an heir of God, and so are you. Let's fix these words. Let's let the Holy Spirit say, hey, hey, don't say that. Don't say that. That's not life. You can fix a whole lot of words coming out of your mouth if you just give it the life or death challenge. If the word that came out is a death word, stop saying it.
Rebuke it, cast it down,
and stop saying it. If the word that comes out of your mouth is a life word, keep saying it and proclaiming it and get some more that means the same things and speak life. Why? Because you and I are life broadcasters on this earth. And now that I've received the third testimony of somebody with COVID leaving their body and seeing themselves and hearing a voice saying, no, go back and be with your family and coming back into the body and fighting to stay there and then leaving the body again and then coming back in the body and fighting to stay there. You and I have an absolutely important vital spot in this whole thing. Not only should we be keeping our loved ones alive, this virus should be dead by now. There's too many quote-unquote Christians that are speaking life to it. And they're doing it in prayer.
In prayer and in declaration.
And those people will go to heaven. They'll go to heaven long before their time. And their families will now miss them. I encourage you, when you see kill, steal, or destroy show up anywhere, start rebuking them. You've got to. You are God's representative on the earth at that point that can see it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We declare all of the lights on in Michigan. All of the power back on in Michigan. We declare nobody's hurt by generators being on and the power companies having to go around and turn everything off and turn everything back on. We declare life and life more abundantly to all of Kentucky, that they'll stand up and be strong in the mighty name of Jesus. And may the southern breezes blow in that region again today by the prayers of the saints.
Sunday, did you lose any power or have any of the destructive stuff going on?
There's more storms going across the south right now. All right, let's just rebuke it. I speak to these storms all the way across Mississippi, up into Tennessee. You are not going to destroy. I declare, peace be still to you storms in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare these people are not going to have to put up with this anymore. I declare, rain, go find the dry area.
Amen.
Violent storms. There's all kinds of red and yellow in here, guys. Violent storms in Kentucky, or no, in Mississippi and Tennessee. We bind you.
We bind you now
in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare gentle soaking rain if they need it. Otherwise, rain, pick up and go to the drought-ridden areas.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray it. We speak it. We proclaim it. And we declare, stay off the people in Kentucky and all of the process that's there. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Matter of fact, we rebuke the words of fear that people are speaking right now, and we call upon the people of faith, rise up in faith and go outside and put your finger at that storm and tell it, we rebuke you, storm, cease and desist and rise up and stop this wicked weather. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. I can hear somebody saying, well, Pastor, don't you like a thunderstorm? Oh, yeah, I do. A gently raining thunderstorm that rolls across the countryside, adds beautiful rain to the countryside, and the lightning adds, you know, what it is,
nitrogen
into the air and into the ground, God's natural. Right, it is natural fertilizer. But we declare right now, no more destruction.
Yeah.
Nobody, no human being struck by lightning.
Amen.
No homes being struck by lightning.
Amen.
And no thunderstorms in North Dakota in December. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We call it done. Gentle soaking rains do no more damage
rain
to the southern states.
Go,
amen.
The
amen. Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you, Sunday Geyser. Thank you, Sister Leanne. And thank you, Brother Roger Oxley. That is five of us in agreement right now. Therefore, this thing is established
amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible says in the book of Luke, and immediately they were at the other side of the lake. And immediately they were at the other side of the lake.
Do you want me to look that up?
No.
Okay.
I thought I could grab it real quick. No, I have it underlined. But that's just not the case tonight. I just know.
Oh, good. Sunday.
All right.
No damage. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's circle the wagons. Matthew 28, our last verse. Well, I'm going to try to make this the last verse. Matthew 28. I think this would be a good place to stop. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus is on the Mount of Transfiguration. He is about to ascend into heaven, not the Mount of Transfiguration, for the ascension. Jesus came and spoke to them. Some of them doubted even when they saw him. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Didn't say to baptize them in doubt and unbelief.
Amen.
Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Don't baptize them in your religious dogma and doctrine. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you, that Jesus commanded. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You know why Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me, go ye? Because he's the head, and we're the body. He said, I've received all authority, now you go. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them what I taught you to do. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and do what Jesus did in every situation. That's who you and I are. That's why we are so bold to pray for people and to see things done and changed in people's lives. That's why. And you know what? As the body of Christ and as he is the head, We are a kingdom that is unshakable. We're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You have the Godhead on the inside of you. What are you worried about? What do we allow from this earth for practice? It has the bow to his name, and his name is in us. Wait, and he is in us.
Amen.
Amen. You say amen again. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us. Help us to see our place. Help us to tune our ears. Help us to be filled with grace and mercy. Help us to walk with you. And may every person, like Peter and John, we reach out our hands to heal them. In your name, reach out your hands to heal them. In your name, may your name and faith in your name make these people strong. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For all of our friends and loved ones tonight, wherever they may be, we bless them with the blessing of the Lord. Makes rich and adds no sorrow with him. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. You know, we have an amazing blessing from God. Right here in the community of faith. And that is his assignment on our lives. And his assignment is strong and it's powerful. Every one of you have a place in that assignment. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now, do no harm to my friends, neighbors, or relatives. That's why we pray that prayer in the communion prayer, Roger, that says, by the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be in me or my family. Right out of the book of Exodus. Right out of the first Passover. That's why we pray it. And every time you pray it, you proclaim it again into the realm of the Spirit over you and over your family. Now, your family begins to receive great blessing and great protection by your prayer of faith that you function in the mighty name of Jesus. You ready? Let's receive new covenant worship tonight, our communion elements in Jesus' mighty name. You're saying it right. Speak Psalm 91. Remember those Psalm 91 verses. No evil will befall you. No plague come near your dwelling. That's right out of Psalm 91 that we speak every single day here in one way or another. And it'll be a blessing to you. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. This is the first time you've received communion with us. Welcome to receiving communion. You might say, well, Pastor, I don't even know if I'm born again. When I get done reading these verses, we're going to lead you in a prayer, and you'll be right with God. And born again. So go get you some bread and water, bread and grape juice, so that you can be a part of this communion service with us. You can have a small piece of bread, and you can have a small cup of juice, or you can get a whole piece of bread and a whole glass of water if you want. The idea is we're going to receive them together like Jesus said for us to do. And you will be right with God. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're here on purpose to receive from God, you will be right with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. God's perfect love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is the head, so are we the body in this world. That's just a powerful statement. Verse 18. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Why? Because there's no fear in love, and there's no fear in the communion service. in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if you're new to us, this is the time we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. You could have been born again at any point all throughout the night. If you're rededicating your life to God, you could have rededicated yourself at any point throughout the night by just saying, Jesus, I return to you. It's that fast. That's all he needs. It's an affirmative statement from you saying, I'm coming back to you and I'm doing it right. I am returning to you. You ready? Pray this prayer with me tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you into my life.
And
right
I receive
now.
You into my life.
Put your hands up and just receive him into you. I receive you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in faith.
So I live in faith.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life
as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome to the family of God. The cool thing about praying that prayer is that in one prayer, you went from darkness to light in one prayer. You went from fear to faith in one prayer. You did right now because you reached up and received Jesus. You went from your sin, which you can't beat, to Jesus' righteousness. And the only way to get it is to receive Jesus. And you just did that. Woo! In the mighty name of Jesus. Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt that one into the family. And now you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus right here, right now, today. It just happened. You should be experiencing it on the inside of your being right now. It's not a feeling, but it is an experience. You just changed. Everything about you just changed. From this day forward, this is your prayer. Jesus, help me walk with you every day. How difficult is that to pray? Not at all. And Jesus helps you every day of your life. They put my email address and website in there so that you can find us. The website is my name, SamuelJCottle.com. My email address is HG for Holy Ghost, preacherman@gmail.com. Send me a message. Tell me a story. Give me your testimony. Ask me a question. Give us a prayer request. We want to help you walk with God. I've got 10 foundation verses that I believe are the most important verses that you can study and learn and memorize. Because they will transform your life. And I'll send them to you in an email. Of course, I can't send them to you if you don't ask, because I don't know who you are. But if you send an email, I'll email it to you. I'm not a spammer. I don't do that. I am a man of God that wants to help you walk with God. That's my only purpose of being. And tell you the truth, we make really good disciples around here. You know why? Because Jesus, the disciple maker, lives on the inside of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. You ready? Let's receive our communion elements together. Just a second here. Pray this with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my
emotions. Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing broken.
Nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body,
in my
every
body,
day.
Every day.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community. Of faith.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord, for your abundant blessing in our lives. Your body that was broken. You endured the cross. You despised the shame. And you called it all joy. And we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Say a little bolder. Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
All things have become new.
And all things have become new.
I'm headed in a different direction.
I'm headed in a different direction.
I like that. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly. To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Say it boldly. Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or
my family. My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Glory. Hallelujah. Though your sins were red like crimson, they shall be white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus to it. How did we just make that statement? And I'm headed in a new direction. I got to write that down. That's a powerful statement. I like that. I'm going to add that to the prayer now. And I'm headed in a new direction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, Roger, let's you and I sing, brother. You ready?
Night, Sunday. We love you.
Bless your Sunday. Good night. We love you. Get lots of sleep. May you have visions of sugar plums.
Dancing in your head.
Is that a song or something?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Oh, no, it isn't. That's the Toys the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, was it? So what's up with the sugar plum?
It's sweet dream.
Oh. All right. So let's sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood
gives
me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, call you blessed tonight.
Love you, Roger.
Love you, Roger. What do you say over there? If so, I say you all come back now. I love you, Roger.
And we love you, Phyllis. Thank you for your help with
Phyllis,
the verses. Always.
Sally Rice, welcome. Glad to have you. Sister Rebecca Smith, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. And we declare life and life more abundantly to all of our family tonight, wherever you may be, to my kids and your kids and their kids. And like we just read, we speak the blood of Jesus over our families, and the plague cannot be upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Well, that's what we got. Until we see you again. This is what we have to say. I'm going to read our verse again from tonight. And that is this verse. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. I posted it right in there. Philemon 1, verse 6. In the mighty name of Jesus. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing from the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you. And God loves you. and Jesus is Lord. Good night, Blog Talk Radio. Send us a message, hgpreacherman@gmail.com.